אין סאש ימשיך לא יסייך הצ'ל שלא יבו מקבל אדם זה של אבס קוד זה נשנה יתחו Not allowed to carry the Tumas Alishko with the bags, you know, in which they were there, Tumas Alishko, behind the jacket. Because if a person sees people coming out with a bag behind the jacket, I mean, here, not behind the jacket, but here. So what do you think? Why does he keep it behind? Why doesn't he keep it open? Because he stole it. So there is a Nir and a Marzai. And what's the Mokia for Marzai? In other words, the Yisem is the Posi Gimatis, but the God of Meruve, Mesh Rabbeinu said to them, the Yisem Nikim Adishem in the Yisrael. So in other words, a person has to report himself in such a way that he'll avoid any suspicion. So that's a general Issa. So it's an Issa Raisi. However, it's mentioned that Bishasat Chak is a, even if it's not the garment, Bishasat Chak. So one is allowed, let's say, so sometimes you are traveling on the road and you have to call up your wife and you'll be home late and your wife will be very aggravated. So you can only stop off in a bar, it's a place where only Shikurim come there to drink. It's not the place where you can take a PepsiCo, just Shikurim. So you're allowed, but it's an Issa Daraisa. How can anything but the Pach Nefesh, short of the Pach Nefesh, be there in Issa Daraisa? The answer is, the Issa is not that I'm not allowed to do a Maisa, that will arouse suspicion. The Issa is that the Issa Nikin Marishem Yisrael. In other words, the general behavior of a Jew should be of such character that it will not arouse suspicion. But if a person generally doesn't care, he goes to make a telephone call, even if it's not an important telephone call, just like that. So then he's Avas because he's not trying to behave in such a way that he will not arouse suspicion. But if he only does it, it's just a trick, so then the Gavre does deport himself in a way to avoid suspicion. So in Mela he's not able. So that's a general reason. But Bavit Zore, there is a Shittus on Shaming, there's a Machlechus on Shaming, that they see me Yor Bar Yave. And the Raya that is Yor Bar Yave is from the Gemara and Zok, with Chana the Shiva Benel. So the king told the youngest one, the child, he said, out of my room, there was an image of the idol, you know, on the floor. And he said, so he told all the children of Chana, to bow down to the idol, otherwise they'll be killed. So they were almost an effigy. So the king felt very embarrassed, you know. So he saw the little one, the baby, so he said to the baby, listen, I want that you should live. So I'll drop him in. No one will notice that I dropped him in. And you'll bow down in order to pick up the ring, and you'll keep the ring. But people will think did you? Lying down on the floor in order to bow to me. So he said, so the baby said, you're ineluctable. You think I will succumb to you, the pressure. So he survived, but the question is, and all, he would, the baby would have bowed down in order to pick up the ring, so he wouldn't have believed that these are his own. He would only have been there on the east arm of Marasaira Mizor. Marasaira Mizor is a general Isa. He is a Machina Rishem Yisrael. So that because never should take. So the Arishani who say that on Marasaira Mizor, the Yardaya mentions 2 days. But the Arishani who say that it's not Yarvayan. And the Arishani will say there is Yahweh. Who is the one who says there are a few Arishani, but who is the more Dishmaitse that on Maris, so it can be explained in 2 ways. Those Arishani will say that on Marasayin of Abrizor, so it's your Yahweh here, can be explained on the basis of the Shite that Abisraya David Zor is also Yahweh. Now, the Arishani, the Ram, there's a Gemara Psochem here.
Yeah.
The Ram and the Kiesef and the Balamoya, they all say that Abisrael Abidizore is Yogoyam. What is the Moke for the Aloche that Abisrael Abidizore is Yogoyam? There are 2 Gemaras. 1 Gemara is in Psochem. Bakil Nisrat in Chutz Ladi Ashi. אומר רבי יעקב אומר בערך וחיל נסחפי מחוץ נעצי השיר עוד מנעצי השיר let's say you have a nice השיר and suppose the doctor says he suffers from a certain sickness in order to be cured he has to eat of the fruit of that השיר so then he's not allowed. So the Gemara says, "Zichado, he made a dike sakone aflas hashir on ame. He led a sakone. Amai koli shum shibetir on ame. Leilom dike sakone. Rat roche at hashir rog. Itanye replezer in me. In nema bechol nafshecho. Yom nema bechol meidacho. In nema bechol meidacho. Yom nema bechol nafshecho. Alimach. אם יש אדם שגוף יחוד בעולם ולמיני תתכנן על בכל נפשך ויש אדם שלמיין יכול לבעולם ולמיני תתכנן על בכל מידע שרה שסי לא מנה לה לכל מידע חוב ולא מרחובת משנה תדעי ולא יהיה מרחובת משנה Usually, I mean, what is a bigger sacrifice? To give up all the money or to give up your life? Of course, to give up your life. So let it tell us, Ibuchon Nafshecho. So Mela would understand that it's Mechuyev to spend all the money, not to be for Akkadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, to tell you, if you should call me, she's their chovev, because there are certain people for whom money is yes, a chovev, all of people. How could that be? I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, sometimes It's not mamish. Mamina nala chavit gufi. The Moral Nichum says that Yaakov Avinu crossed the Mava Yabed in order to take the Tachat Tan. Because Sadiqi Mamrinam Havivali can we in our remotest imagination conceive Yaakov Avinu was that type of a person that a little Jahani was more heavy than this person. The answer is there it wasn't the real Sadiqi. All right, he was afraid of a confrontation with his mother, but it wasn't a real Sakhar. It was a social defense of Sakhar. So in Palatine, the social defense is not considered as a Sophie. Because of all, for some days, next day, you know. And after all, so many years had already elapsed since the conflict between Yaakov and Esau. Why should he? And after all, Yaakov sent him matones, and he showed humility towards Esau. And Esau was a civilized person externally. So why should he? Why should there be a real suffering? But it was a chesher echeit of Satan. And by Ptuach Nefesh, so the Gemara says, Chum, Chmiras HaKam de Nisuf. Because by Kol Yisuri Teho, we rely on Chazofi, we rely on Rod, and we rely on Frex Veke. That is not considered as a Sof. It's considered as a Vada. In other words, capability is also considered a Vada. Mashiach King, Gabi Sakonis Nefoshes, so the Torah says, Yishom Lechosh, Nenafshe, Chomeyeit. So the Rambam says, Kodobo Sheyeish Bein Yishom, Sakonis Nefoshes, Tzoyech Li, Tzoyech Boze, Yofi, Yofi. In other words, yes, to be Chesish, for Shosher Chayit. So, where is Yashosher Chayit? So then, Sadikim, because they work after them, get up. They don't take money so easily. They don't gamble. I mean, they work. Some male is hobby, and they are ready to risk their lives and expose themselves to a remote possibility of sakone in order to save the money. The Mishnah in Amkado says that is. Caleb and Asius Natshi, a team, so we saw him for a soccer ritual. The aim it is his heart. Why? Caleb and Asius Natshi. So that's why the Torah is so magnificent, that the Barabbais should pay promptly the salary of the worker, because he's Nation Nefesh himself. Why is he said, Shai Olaberashiva, lest you will Sakone when you go up? Climb up a tree when I was a little child. I used to climb up big trees in prison. And I thought this was a joke. So it's a church afraid of him. Church afraid of him. So anyway, so what happened? Did the work ahead? They pay up to go up to the tree and eat the fruit. In order to make a living, to support the family, you're allowed to subject yourself to a social fate of something. So that is Sadiqi.
Is that a separate heter than Shomer Psaim Hashem?
No, Shomer Psaim Hashem is only applies to Rabbi Doshek. Let's say, to make a living, you don't have to resort to Rabbi Doshek. Let's say, the miner's profession. No, there are many cases where miners become trapped. You read every month, you read in the newspaper, that miners are trapped, you see, in regarding to take a train. So there you have to rely on Shina Fem Hashem, Rabin Doshkira. And the first one, Shina Chaname, were not allowed to do it. But miners, it's not Rabin Doshkira, because most people are not involved in that profession. Only a small segment of the community is involved in that profession. So it's another esther. Where's the mokia for Veilophonesia stuff? In other words, to make a living, you're allowed to subject yourself to the social fate of Sakon. So Mele, what Pikach Nefesh? We say in Hilfish, so even a remote Shoshe of Sakone is also Decha Shabbos in Malata. Reb Chaim used to say, I'm learned to Sofi, Yach Nefesh is Decha
Shabbos. Well, what did you say, very loud and no sense, not sure.
That be Pula Soche. The Shoshe Pula Soche in Tchad Decha. The only teaching Tchad. The only teaching Tchad. So the Mele, this is what the Gemara says. Yesh lecha odom shemina chol. There is no such crazy person that will, that his property is more worth than his life. If it is, then he's crazy. He's abnormal. Let's say, a clerk in the bank, if a burglar comes in, at the point of the gun, he tells him to give $1 million, if he's a normal person, I'll give him $1 million. But in the place of a social reike, then it's mainly horrible in the movie. So in Kalatere Kule, so Gabra Avrizore, we say that whatever the situation is, so you have to mismatch yourself. So Rashi says, why? So, Roman Emel Chomri Decho. Yimar Achovi Vishnei. The guy in Forest of Vishikomi, Shizechovi for Pomi Shizecho. The Tachutz Vishnei. Leima, Eivis Beracho, Yisem Achol Varech. Vam Schrapi Basa Shiro, Nire Kimeidemo. So how does the Rambam Berakash explain the Deen of Mishras Nefesh? Not to be cured, that's a shiro, because an observer, when he sees that a person takes as a medicine a herb that grows an atzah shiro, what do he say? He believes in that shiro, and that is all.
You mean it's so a shiro that's curing him?
A shiro is a tree that is dedicated to
him. No, he'll say that the avod zara is curing him.
That's right. So in other words, there is a union of Marasayim and Avodah
Zarah. But is it you're not allowed to be men from
the... Oh, 1 second. But Rashi Shiti is not like it. This is how Rashi is. The Ram and Mukiyay said, they explain the Ram and they said, some heaven and the Mishochim, they explain it on the basis of Abisrayed Avodah Zarah. Abisrayed Avodah Zarah. In other words, because since Pekach Nefesh is Nadeche, Yisrav Yisore, so it's not only that it's Nadeche, the love of Mishavdi, it's not even Deche, all the concomitant Yisure of Avizor, and the love of the W. Yot Hamun Rachelen, and Mishavdi Seiba, the Sechot, the two loves that Asher, Hanoi from Abizore, so that is Abizrael Abizore. So in other words, we have a machlekes between Rashi on one end and Yisuf Naran. According to Yisuf Naran, the reason is why we are not allowed to mishapi Rasha Shiro is because of Abizrael. According to Rashi, it's because of Marasain Abizore. The Rambam is chilek amofalach. On one hand, the Rambam Shiti is that only Abizori itself is Pekach Nefesh is not there. But Abizrai Abizori Pekach Nefesh is there. On the other hand, from the Rambam Shmashma, that Marasayim Abizori Pekach Nefesh is there. So the question is on this Gemara. So I heard my father. My father said, the Rambam implies this Gemara בכל מושחק מחוץ מעשה השירו in the case where it's דרך אבידוסת כך. Suppose the custom, because there's a lot of this אביזורי, manifests itself in several ways. Either through צביך לאביזורי, or מקטל אביזורי, or ishtachavoy elav nizore, or if he worships elav nizore, derech avidosa. Let's say peir asmali peir. See the kever l'makules. So makules, the way of worshiping the makules was by throwing stones. It's not Yiddish of Mizore, but since that was the derech of Mizore, so mele his chaymis peir asmali peir. So the derech of Mizore was consisted in doing something very ugly. So, still is high. So, the Rambam applies the Gemara, Takir Mishrat Chutz, the Asi Ashero, to a case where the Derech Avidoso is to worship the Avizore by taking the leaves of the Asi Ashero. So it's Avizore, so that's one. Mokra. Now, tasteless, how does Tasteless explain it. Miral Ridi Maira Kibishin Yochel Isrape Bishore Itzi Melabese Kigina Ridi Shady Bishum Dvarach Bishum Dosel Limite Bosharabiza. So Tasteless doesn't explain it like the Tasteless, like the Ram, nor does Tasteless explain it like Rashi. What's another reason? Because of Ikshoshe Kum of Bosharabiza. In other words, he says, the cure consists of the shade. How can the cure be of the shade? That's superstition. The answer is, taste the shade is like the Rambam. The Gemara says...
Yeah, wait, why is it superstition? What's wrong?
Shade, what can be?
I understand.
Is it based upon observation? Shading and this and that.
That's the, first of all, that's the Rambam.
Alright, from the Rambam. Okay, alright.
So it doesn't have
to. Think that they should believe should they.
You know Rashi in Gemara in the 7th parak of Gittin.
Yeah, Mishav.
So Mishav says Rashi says shade also.
Yeah. Mishav, you have all the Gemara. And you have some Gemara in Rochas, Mishav. And Sochim, you have it. Alright. I know Shadim I mentioned Chazal many, many times, but
so what do you
it doesn't include this hardly. So, what this means is in line with what the Rambam says. The Gemara says, Koldova Shayez Ben Yishun before Ein Ben Yishun Da'ati Yomeir. So the Rambam asks, how is the Chayach? Nichush, in other words, what's Nadat Yomeir? Nichush, superstition. In other words, what is Lusin Achshu? Rambam explains, let's say he goes out of his house to work, and then as he goes out of the house, he meets the black cat. Yes. So he says, since I met the black cat, so when I walked out of the house, so that's a bad omen. So I'm coming back, and he comes back, he's not as reactive. So then, he's able to listen actions, high mouth.
And how about the story with Eliezer in the well?
Okay, one second, I'll explain this.
Right? You've done this before. But I didn't ask about Eliezer. I did. Oh, we discussed it in this class.
No, in the
exercise.
In the Hilich Kemokin Plain, the Hayel, she may lay in Chafot Elias. People today are afraid. It's number 30, you know, becomes clear. There's also here. So.
That's part of Christian belief.
Not Christian, no.
There's nothing to do.
Jews are also afraid of number 30. Jews, in intelligent is.
It doesn't come because of good
society. As a matter of fact, in hotels, there is no authority. In the hood, the big hotels, there is no authority. Not only like no authority, no 130, no 100, 230, no 930. That's a myth. Why? Because it's a business policy. If there'll be no authority, no one will be willing to enter. And some people are not willing, so entertainment number 140 because it's close to that place, to the source of his fortune. So the Adam says, Yechei, hoi l'vava shuol me'ni. In the days of the Rambam, the black cat was not a symbol of that omen, but the fox. Hoi l'vava shuol me'ni. Why did the Rambam mention as Avraham? That's Gemara in Chumash. Kol Yichus Sheini, Ki Yichus Shalezer Avraham. Och Yichus Sheini, so they show anything. So Elezer Avraham, he may be seen as Rois Hanar. In other words, he will approach the well, and then the girl will come over, and I'll say to her, please give me something to drink from your pail. If you'll say, of course, I'll give you to the family. So that is the girl that is destined for this. That is the girl that is destined. As a matter of fact, the Rambam explains it in the Hatera, just a logical reason. It's based upon leverage. Because in other words, if the girl has so much logic of the heart, then she understands to have consideration, even for an animal, for a camel. So then she's adapted for the Shpoch of Hamonavi. It's nothing to do with superstition. But the Rambam mentions Eliezer Avraham, the character the Rambam did not agree with the Rambam's shot. And according to the Rambam, so the Yichus, the omen that Eliezer Avraham made was based upon superstition.
And what about the Rivet?
One second. The Gemara also mentions Yehoshim and Shaul. The Rambam didn't mention what was the omen that Yehoshim and Shaul, because it was the Mohammed with the Philistines, the priest. So he said to his dad, to his aide, and they say, we'll go down to the camp and give the enemy, will tell us, you stay in your place until we approach you. So then, don't have it tonight, so then But if they say the reverse, don't come over to us, so then we will not have them. So the Gemara says, Kom Yichus Sheini, Kim Yichus, Lezer Avraham, Kom Yichus, Yiddish Rishonim. The Rambam omits Yiddish Rishonim. And the Rambam says, the Rambam says, Oma Avraham, Zeshi was very sharp against the Rambam. Zeshi was other. Sharon Dover said, Muta, Muta, Wulai Toa Roshin, Shabor from Nichus, Shane Kaleza, Vienus, Nen Nichus, Rusova, Shane Nisanem, Rome, El Horicon, in the whole Nisman, the Hoshab, of Tzadikim, that is a Pshad, is not in the Rambam, it's in the Stubri Mori, from Nichus, Shane Kimichus, Eliezer, Eredavor, the Yiddish in this whole descent, that when I live in a lab, if you make the omen as the basis of your behavior, like Eliezer Eredavor, in other words, he decided to choose a color for Yitzchok on the basis of that omen. So, but suppose that's not the basis of his decision. Let's say he walks out and he has a headache and he hesitates, should he go to work? Shouldn't he go to work? And then his wife tells him, why are you idle? Why are you lazy? Go to work. Don't stay home and watch television all day. So then he, because his wife fetches him, he decides to go out. Then he meets his wife then. So he's after he met his wife then. He has an excuse. So he uses it only as he sniffs. Then he's not in what he's got. That's how the rival explains. But not that Elazar was Avraham was there and love for Sinach of the innocent. And the innocent they show was there and last Sinach.
And what was the sniff when it came to the war?
But yet,
what was the main reason in the war by Yonis?
One second.
No, the country.
Towards the base.
No, I'm going according to the rival.
No, it's on the country. The Gemara is saying that your only evil is an actual. If the omen is the real, the essential reason for doing this.
So that's what I'm asking. By Yonason, there must have been some other essential reason.
No, on the contrary.
There's a
lot of disagreement. Yonason was not evil as an actual because it was not based upon superstition. How it was based upon psychological reasons.
What was the psychological
reason? Oh, yes, so.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Abinel explains it. Probably others were explaining that way. In other words, the Christians were not heroes, but they were big powers. So they said to James Mitchell, he said to James Mitchell, stay in your place and until we come to you. So that's a riot that Nosam Hashem or Yisam Yadim. In other words, they were assuming the grimace of arrogance, you know, that they are very strong and powerful. When a person feels weak, so then he assumes the grimace of arrogance, of superiority. Saddam Hussein all the time, you know, when he speaks about President Bush, he seems blinking so he's quiet, he doesn't know what he's here. But towards President Bush, he always spoke in arrogance, in other words, you start attacking me, you'll see. But why is it? That's symptomatic of weakness, not of superiority. So in other words, that was based upon psychological reason. So there was no love of his life. But why does it end? As I said, Avraham was certainly based upon psychological reasons. As an adversary, in other words, if the girl comes over to him and says, Gamalachash, it's a Raish, he's a Gimelech Kasodi, so she's suited as a color for Yitzchak. So nail it. But the Gemara mentions that as an example, that when I lay there at the level of Shinach, which only applies when it's based upon superstition, if the omen is the essential basis of the person's decision, not when it's used as a sleuth or make believe, you know, like in the case where he doesn't want to go to work anyway, but his wife pressured him, so he couldn't refuse. And then when he saw a black cat or a fox, so he says, no, I'm not going. Because though it's only as a sleuth, it's not the essential basis for his decision. Now, the Rambam apparently rejects it. It's very strange, especially as I went on. All right, the Rambam knows explanation, so you can argue that it's not so obvious. But the Rambam's explanation, as I went on, is based upon the Medrash, and it seems as a matter of common sense. So why did the Rambam? Why did the Rambam consider it that it was based on superstition? So I think because Eliezer of Avraham decided not only to get as a talent a girl who is a divorced person. After Avraham adjured him to marry, to take a girl that is from his mishpacha. So mainly the fact that the girl has a good heart is no higher than his mishpacha. There might be other mishpachas who have good hearts. So why was Eliezer ben Avraham so convinced that the girl will say that Melech HaEshek so must be from mishpachas Avraham? That must be attributed to superstition. Anyway, there's his account.
And the Torah would go ahead and start writing a song in such length about superstition?
What?
Why would the Torah describe this to us if this is wrong behavior?
To be true. So even though in the letter of the Torah's mind was based on superstition, but it produced good results. It's quite sure the Torah might have done it. And after all, the writer is so sharp in his Rambam. He says, Yei choshav hon tzadikim yimei sofet. Avir zu, viadeinu habemafke, tu sed nur labim. If they had been alive, so these two would have slapped his face with fiery lashes. Some expression, the irony was very sharp. So, but as the Rambam, innocent, being shown, doesn't mention altogether. Why doesn't he mention? So apparently, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, "How nichu sheinik nichu," Eliezer ben Avraham, the nichu, innocently showing nichu, is expressive of drama. It's not a thing. "How nichu sheinik nichu," Eliezer ben Shaul, that is because it was based upon superstition. Eliezer was convinced that any girl who says down Vacheshke must be from Mishpachas Avraham, as if no other girl in the world could have a good heart.
But Rashi says, why does the Torah describe this to such length, even though when it comes to so many halachos, they're only small remarks? The sikhan shal tzadikim, yosir chaviv,
al avdeyim shal tzadikim,
yosir chaviv mitaras. So I don't understand.
Okay.
No, but it's before Matan Torah, so...
Yeah, but he was not Mosaic, but he saw Matan Torah.
But still, for the Torah to describe this wrong behavior,
but it produced results.
But it's wrong.
So it was Bashgoche. It was Bashgoche.
Tzedek, Tzedek, Terdof, even the means have to be right.
But it wasn't wrong. If there hadn't been a lot in the Torah of this nation, would there be anything wrong?
But there's still something wrong. Even if there's no Easter, it's still a wrong thing.
It's all the people do it today. Not good, you know. Not good. I asked a sick lady who came to collect for cerebral palsy. Very kind lady, English lady. So I asked her, how much did you raise today? So she said, that food I raised the last hour, $500. So, $500. She was afraid she wouldn't have to. She would be a little liar. He would hurt her with a little lie. I would hurt her. That's the way they are. But she's a nice woman. And she's an educated woman.
Still, I think there's something.
She retired now and she took me to college.
I understand. That's it.
But I'm saying, what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with Indian superstition, except as a Torah.
No, but it's intrinsically wrong. Superstition.
Why is it intrinsically?
It's like a form of Vodazara.
No, but he's a Dominic Arshad.
What is
his father?
What is his Vodazara? Anyway, that's the Shkisa. So, Kol Nichosheine, Nichosh Galazia, Peregavon, so means the Ten Nichosh. That is not based on superstition, does not involve the Rabbis. And the Nichosh of Eliezer also involved the Rabbis. But it was before Matan Torah. And Kol Nichosh Einei, Ki Nichosh Einei, that's like Dabar Melchish. So, and it's strange that the Rambam concedes that the Nichosh of Einei, that was based upon the psychological insight, because he was a coward and he felt desperate, so that's why he assumed the premise, you know, of arrogance. You stay there and wait, like Saddam Hussein. So, but some melee he doesn't have to mention. The innocent Benchel. Anyway, now, so that's, so in other words, so how did they start to discuss?
Because you said the Rambam's pshat, and they believed that the Avodah Zarah.
The Rambam says, so the Rambam says, Simen, or you explain the thesis in Tzach, a Pirit Yudalef Halak Yudalef, Misha Noshreak Kofu Nochosh, Muta Lul Cheshon Kimanshich, Vafilu Bishabes Kidishim Yashim Daitu Chazafi, Kol Dova Shein Mishim Refuo, English Blogger, the Afro Pishin of the Romero, you know, it's superstition. Holm Sukenu, he tilled a kibbutz with the Torah guide. He might get a nervous breakdown. So it's also a Shmufor. Shmufor means only physical therapy. And suppose it's psychologically, it is therapeutic because of psychological reasons. It's also a Shmufor. What's the difference? So that's what Thesis means. Thesis says, sorry, that the reason is why. In Shrapin Nazi Afriyo, because Dilme Oselimite, why should he face this? The Israel Kosher, so would be tempted at that. No Kosher, because in a time when many people believe that a certain leaf of Nazi Afriyo has some mysterious curative power, some melee needs also mining building. As a matter of fact, the Gabi Zugis of Sugi Tzoch, the Gabi Zugis. So the Gemara says, of mocking the link Kadino, Anani Kadino. In other words, what does Zugis mean? Not allowed to drink 2 cups of wine, 2 cups of PepsiCo, 4 cups, only an odd number. So, the time is because of shaving. So the Miri Tzachim explains it, but it has no explanation with the Achateva. There is no rational explanation. So So he says that that's exactly the reason why the Gemara says in a place where people are not worried about it, so then we don't have to worry. But in a place where most people are apprehensive of Sugis, so even if one person is a rationalist and he says, I don't believe in that nonsense, but unconsciously to govern, if a person lives and meets with people who believe in superstition, so even the rationalist, consciously he suppresses, you know, these superstitious thoughts, but unconsciously he told other him, because after all, every person is influenced by the environment. Everyone. No one is free from the environment. You see, I mean, what the power that the environment has. Even on mild questions. See, if the media says